What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Ann O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Aiden. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It was a pretty high-scoring fantasy affair this week. I know you scored a lot of points.
Yeah, almost 160, which is a season high.
For your team, that's definitely a lot, because I know you're not putting up that every week. Mm. So that's definitely impressive for you. I did end up losing this week, though. Is this breaking fantasy? Saints signing Alvin Kamara to a 2-year deal?
Is this live? Is this a scam?
I don't know.
Is this a scam email? We'll have our producers check on that.
Yeah, we'll check.
In the meantime, yeah, I mean, like you were saying, a pretty big week for fantasy, and unfortunately, we did actually have a lot of breaking news with injuries.
A lot
of big names getting injured. Mm-hmm. My team wasn't affected. Aiden's, I don't think, wasn't.
Well, mine's just always affected.
Yeah. But there's definitely some notables. I'm sure you guys probably know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
but
for sure.
We will get into that soon.
Alvin Kamara, 2-year deal. Which, I guess, let's just hop right into some player news right now.
All right, so I guess you have that article up. You can tell us what we just got
second. We're finally on time for news for once. Running back Alvin Kamara agrees to 2-year, $24.5 million contract extension with the Saints.
And that sounds like a good deal for the Saints.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
about 12 mil a year.
He's
which,
what?
That's a
how
bit
old is
pricey.
He? He's probably upper 20s, I think.
Also, I think the Saints are somehow one of the worst teams when it comes to cap.
Like having the most spent?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But honestly, I mean, it's Kamara. He's obviously goated, so.
Yeah, I don't think he did much this week, but he's always.
Yeah, he's always.
I mean,
goated.
Now with their injuries mm-hmm. that they've been sustaining, he's.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Kind of the main guy. Yeah, I don't hate that. But speaking of the injuries, we can get into the injury news to start off for the upcoming fantasy week. Starting off with. I guess we can start just with the quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels, he left the game early. He's week to week with a rib injury. And he's fantasy wise,
been very good.
Top five ranked so
probably
far.
Probably top
I think.
Three, I would argue.
Probably, yeah. So that is, you know, big miss for them. And then I guess the big injury of the week was, well, for quarterbacks, was Deshaun Watson,
mm-hmm.
who tore his Achilles and is. Gonna miss the season again.
Yeah,
so.
I feel so bad for Browns fans. I mean, especially with how good Baker Mayfield has been playing. That's just
the
Browns. Kick in the face.
The Browns got absolutely scammed.
Yeah,
and this just like triples down on it.
I know. I feel bad.
Yeah,
but also I don't feel bad.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't feeling bad for him, but you know, at the end of the day, it does suck.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of funny jokes about him going back to rehab, or like he. Got injured on purpose. Yeah, and then the last quarterback injury news I had here was Aiden O'Connell is placed on IR, and the Raiders signed Desmond Ridder.
Shiver me timbers.
We are chopping it up in the AFC a bit, but we'll see how they do. They have been struggling a little bit.
They've
sadly.
Been very bad, 2-5, not good.
But moving on to receivers. Let's see. First one I have down here is Juju for the Chiefs. He's definitely out for the next game, which
okay.
I mean, they've been all over the place with receiver
somehow been
injuries.
Good.
Yeah, still undefeated, which is crazy.
How.
I did predict them winning this week, and Aiden did predict the 49ers. So.
Yeah.
I was thinking
just
that.
Terrible.
Yeah, which they are losing a lot of their weapons. I mean, speaking of them, Debo Samuel apparently has pneumonia. He is not going to play.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then also Ayuk, he tore his MCL.
And ACL, I think.
Yeah.
So he's definitely done for.
Now Brock Purdy can finally be exposed for the fraud he
did. I mean, they still have, Kittle is, I think Kittle's fine now. Or he had a foot sprain. Kittle's probably okay, and then mm-hmm. McCaffrey's probably still got a few weeks to come back. Jawan Jennings may have to step up again.
Might have to pick him back up.
Yeah, but so yeah, not looking too good for the 49ers.
No, not at all.
Not at all. And also another team it's not looking too good for is the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Which in that Monday night game, Evans and Godwin are both out.
Mm-hmm.
Evans, he's supposed to be out till like at least week 12 with the hamstring injury,
okay. Not terrible.
Which I think was lingering for him, but I guess he re-injured it. And then Godwin like broke his ankle or something.
His ankle's like flopping.
Yeah, it was
just
like limp on there.
Ugh.
It was one of those tough ones to watch,
yeah.
Which sucks because he, I think, is just wide receiver. I mean,
he was
had
wide
a great season,
one
and yeah, one in fantasy. So very unfortunate. Also for me as a Baker Mayfield user,
especially because Baker started playing bad when. When Evans went down, he started playing bad.
But, I mean, he still put up, like, 27 fantasy points or whatever. But also in the receivers, who we still have on here? Olave, he's still in concussion protocol, but there is a chance he plays this week.
Mm-hmm.
So could be good there. And then Metcalf sustained a minor MCL sprain, so he may be week to week.
A lot of injuries.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of lingering running back ones. I put... Jonathan Taylor on here is returning to practice this week, and then T.J. Hockenson also is supposed to be returning to practice, which they do have that Thursday game this week, so probably wouldn't play, but I think he should be back in the next couple weeks, which could be good for them.
Yeah, I mean they're already so good. It's like
the NFC has just been. Honestly, I mean,
specifically the North. The rest of the NFC.
No, I mean.
I guess NFC East ain't bad. Cowboys are pretty bad, though. NFC West is really bad.
The teams. I mean,
and then the NFC South is also not very good.
No, the Buccaneers and Falcons are pretty good.
Yeah, but they've both looked inconsistent. I don't know.
Buccaneers, I don't know. But definitely better than last year.
Yeah.
It was
last year was all AFC, and now.
Yeah, now the tides may be shifting.
Maybe.
So, yeah, and also, last one I did put on here was Dallas Goedert, who I know is on your fantasy team. He's been questionable. I know you've been starting Kraft.
Kraft has been carrying.
Yeah, but...
I can't complain.
Yeah, so that is the major injuries of the week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of big names on there, which we hate to see.
Yep.
But, you know, what can we do, you know? It's inevitable.
It is. But I think that's all we got for player news, unless you got any more.
Am I missing, like, a big...
I think Cooper Kupp's supposed to come back.
Am I missing, like, not injury-related thing? Because, like, I always, like, see this stuff on Instagram,
really
like, early in the week, like, right after we post this, and then I'll just forget about it.
I don't know of any coach news, any... Honestly, I
signings? I guess that is it.
Yeah. All right, well then, let's move to some Guess the Player.
All right, guys, let's get into Guess the Player, talk about some of these games. I have to hide my screen here, but we got definitely some crazy stats.
All right.
Some solid performances of the week. I didn't pick the obvious ones.
All right.
But
I'll pick some good ones.
Let's see. The first one is just an average receiver performance. But it was a good game, good performance. It was simply 5 catches for 111 and 1 touchdown.
Okay. So then I gotta think about receivers.
I just definitely wanted to mention this game, so I feel like I had to throw someone in. But I think you can.
Ooh. Honestly, I think I'm between two people right now.
Who are you between?
Right now I'm between Brian Thomas of the Jags and Amon-Ra.
Well, it's neither of them.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Then
they had solid plays.
All right. Well, then on a whim, that's a pretty good week. That's about 20 points or so. So I know it's no one on my team. I don't know, George Pickens.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, George Pickens from the Monday night game where the Steelers just turned
with Russ.
It up. Yeah, Russell Wilson, which everyone...
He started very bad, to be fair. He didn't start great, but...
Yeah, everyone was, me as well, you know, was being like, why are we starting him? Like,
he turned it around.
Why? But yeah, he ended up playing, making some really good throws that Fields maybe not could have made.
Yeah.
But, and then the defense also was just
so good.
We had special teams was great. Almost had a block that got called back. Yeah. Davante Adams did nothing. I mean, he soldiered parlay.
I know.
Basically.
I mean, the entire Jets did, just because I thought they would score 20 points. But obviously, it doesn't matter. This team is garbage. Aaron Rodgers does not look good. I don't know. This team is just...
They've been surprisingly bad.
Why are they so bad? Like, I don't even know why they're bad.
I mean,
to be fair, like,
the
Garrett
defense
Wilson
is usually
dropped,
good.
He pretty much could drop the game away on that one.
Yeah, he did have a bad just drop that was an interception.
Yeah.
And the defense usually is better than this. They haven't been up to that par yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was... I mean, also, it is just the Steelers being good now.
I will say...
Pickens had two or three, like, really good catches.
Mm-hmm.
And Freiermuth had that one-handed one that was really good.
Yeah,
and the offense was just flowing. Najee Harris was turning the ball.
Yeah, two picks for Beanie Bishop Jr.
Yeah, almost had a pick six on
the
one.
I know, Devontae came out of nowhere.
Devontae tackled him?
Yeah, he like, everyone was saying like, you're not going to score a pick six off my boyfriend. Like, you're not going to do that.
But yeah, he ended up getting Devontae Adams zero anything in the second half.
Well, yeah, I mean... The first half, it was 15-13 Jets. Jets are looking like they're probably going to win this one. And then second half, they just fell apart.
Yeah. So it is happy to see the Steelers. That's back-to-back weeks scoring over 30 points, which last season, I don't even know if that happened.
I
can't think of a game that would have ever happened in.
Yeah.
So... It's good in Pittsburgh.
Pitt's
undefeated. And they have a Thursday night ESPN game. So
about to go 7-0.
Yeah. So lot to be excited for.
And then there's the Penguins also, who just suck, and the Pirates suck. So
yeah, we got one thing.
Yeah.
But all right, let's get into the second one here.
All right.
We have this player 14 rushes for 88 yards, as well as two touchdowns, and then three receptions for 23 yards.
Ooh, that's a pretty good running back game. 88 yards. Okay, so my first thought was Tank Bigsby because he did score two touchdowns. But, do you know, I think he went to your fantasy team here. Is it Javonte Williams?
Yeah.
All right.
I do tend to go to my fantasy team a lot, but it was... You always got to talk about the Thursday night game, and he actually had a good week for
us. The Broncos, I think both of us said the Saints.
I probably would have, yeah.
We did, and they got killed. No offense at all this entire game. Maybe it was Spencer Rattler's fault. I don't know, but...
I don't even remember that much. I just remember... Our bet, we had, I forget what our parlay was, but it just, like,
it was not,
was not gonna happen.
Well, I mean, we had Saints plus, like, 3.5, so.
No, I think it was still plus 7.5.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Which I thought was, I mean, I forget, the line was probably, like, 2.5, so I was like, oh, that should be fine, but.
Nope.
Bo Nix was, I mean, like I said with Javonte, the run game, they had 225 rushing yards.
That's a lot.
Bo Nix had 75.
Yeah, and just, and, like, you look at the receivers, I couldn't tell you, other than Marvin Mims and maybe Lil Jordan Humphrey, I didn't know a single one of these receivers.
I actually don't know a single one of them either.
Troy Franklin.
What happened to...
Lucas Kroll. He didn't... I don't think he got a target.
What about, like, Cortland Sutton and all them?
I don't think he got a target this game.
What about, like, Tim Patrick?
He's not on the Broncos. Oh, what team is he on? He's on some, like, weird team now.
I don't know. Yeah, but I guess they've been making some cuts, some salary cuts, but...
Oh, yeah. He's on the Lions.
Oh. Didn't seem to be a problem. Anything defensive-wise, I think, I mean...
I mean, the Broncos defense just cooked.
Yeah, which they are, I mean, they've been good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so Saints, like we've been saying, started off really good, and the offense was booming in the season. And then, I mean, I guess Derek Carr has been hurt.
Yeah.
Olave is hurt. All these guys are getting hurt. Rashid's out for the season, so.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah,
it's not looking
Derek
good for
Carr
them.
Derek Carr is hurt right now. If Kamara goes down, they're done.
And Kamara's been questionable here and there. Yeah. So they're on a thin line.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, all right. I just got to talk about the Thursday nighter. We can get into the third one here. We have 6 catches for 103 yards, as well as also 38 rushing yards and a touchdown.
Rushing touchdown?
Yeah, it was a rushing touchdown.
Oh, so it's a receiver with a rushing touchdown, probably. Oh, that spices things up.
It does.
I feel like I remember someone scoring on, like, an end-around or something. Who would that have been, though? That's something the Chiefs would do. Maybe Xavier Worthy? Final answer?
It was actually Breece Hall. I wanted to trick you.
Wow.
Because Breece Hall had 100 receiving yards.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
I don't switch it up like that. But yeah,
That's 2 players from the Steelers game.
I actually didn't realize that was the same game when I was making that.
I was literally looking at this and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I thought I picked. I mean, I don't remember putting George Pickens in. So
maybe.
I mean, I don't know. We don't really have much to say more about this game. But
that's still weird. I totally thought that was a receiver.
Yeah, which I think that's the first it's happened this season where a receiver or a running back's gotten 100 yards. Which one of them was like a huge play, probably
like
57
yard rush.
Yeah, it was a good. He got down to like the 1.
Yeah,
so that would have been another. That would have been more fantasy points for me.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I just don't need to talk about this game again. So.
All right.
Could have switched it up a bit, but we'll get into the other one I have here. Maybe we can go over a few more games. But the last one, we have 15 rushes for 116 yards, as well as 2 touchdowns, and 4 receptions for 44 yards.
Ooh.
So I believe it was the best all-around RB performance of the week. And
how many?
It may have flown under the radar.
How many rushing yards?
Let me check again. 116 off of 15 carries.
It's got to be Tank Dell, right? That's my guess. Or not Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby.
I was like, no. Okay, yeah, it was not Tank Bigsby. The final answer was Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay, that makes sense. Jahmyr went off. This game, crazy game, came down to the wire. Lions... Vikings scored 12 points in the fourth quarter to take the lead. Lions scored a game-winning 44-yard field goal to take the lead at the end, and then the kicker started hitting the boom.
Oh, that's right. I think I had the Lions with this one. I think we disagreed on this one.
Yeah, I said Vikings.
Yes. So you just got to go with your instinct here.
Yeah, and I mean, Jared Goff, only 3 incompletions, 280 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I mean, they look really good. I mean, running game, fire. Passing game, fire.
The Montgomery and Gibbs duo is just...
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think Montgomery was on the Bears for a while. And, like, I mean, he was good, but, like, I don't know.
Not that
he was
good.
Just, like, I mean, that was just a bad team.
Yeah.
That was just a bad team.
And then, like, even the Vikings, like, even though you lost this game, I think they proved that they're not frauds because they hung in there the entire way. And so
Aaron Jones looked good. Jefferson, obviously, you know, led the team.
Yeah.
I had Jordan Addison in fantasy. He got 66 yards. So definitely spreading the ball out a lot. And yeah, like I said, Amon-Ra looked good too. But overall, just...
Lions defense definitely looks shaky, though, without Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
So that's something to look out for.
Yeah, that is unfortunate for them. But yeah, two NFC teams that the Packers are fearful of. Have they?
They played the Vikings and they lost by like a touchdown.
I remember that. They still got to play the Lions twice. Oof.
I got faith.
I mean, yeah, the Packers have been looking good. We can talk about that game a little bit.
Packers 24-22 win against the Texans. Jordan Love is an absolute stud. I mean, he has the Brett Favre mentality where he's going to throw it no matter what. And sure, he's going to throw two picks a game maybe, but he's also going to throw four touchdowns a game. I mean, he had three touchdowns this game, absolute gunslinger. And then on the other side of the ball, C.J. Stroud, with his worst game of the year after talking all that crap.
Was he Jair, actually?
Yeah, and 10 for 21. Dude, he's for a nice guy. Yards. And the real story was Joe Mixon, 115 yards, two touchdowns, absolute baller. Stephon Diggs, who was also talking crap, only five catches for 23 yards. So, you got to back it up, my boy.
Yeah. But a couple other games I wanted to mention, didn't get to throw in there, was the Ravens game last night with the Buccaneers. I mean, just
Lamar,
a high scoring.
Five tutties.
Yeah, Lamar, he's been very good in fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
But Baker, I have in fantasy off the waivers. He's been a hidden gem. He did have two interceptions, which didn't look the best. At least the one I saw was kind of a missed chance. But the running game was on fire for both teams.
Rashad White is back.
Yeah, Rashad White.
Two touchdowns in the air.
Yeah, but also Bucky Irving had also had a touchdown on the ground.
If they can do that every week, I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's a truce. That's a truce. But Derrick Henry won the 69. Just
he's such
and he started off slow, I think, too.
He only had 15 carries, too. He's such
a beast. He's averaging 11.3 in that game. Is just a first down every time he touched the ball.
I mean, that's what it looked like. Every time he touched the ball, it's like, oh, my God, how do you tackle this dude? He just somehow looks better than he did in Tennessee. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, the game, it was close in the beginning. Tampa Bay started 10-0, and they could have had a touchdown, but it got called back and then set up for a field goal.
I mean, they scored 21 in the fourth quarter, too.
Yeah, 21 in the fourth quarter. They were just playing catch-up at that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, the Buccaneers still, I mean, with these injuries, though, we'll have to see. But,
yeah.
I've been watching the Buccaneers play, and obviously the Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens.
So Ravens 5-2. Buccaneers 4-3, so that two good teams there. A couple other things. Kind of talked about the Chiefs game a little bit.
I mean, yeah, just pointing out the stats, Mahomes had 154, two picks, and yet he won because Fraud Purdy had three picks. So, you know, who's
actually,
because
that we were just talking about this the other day.
I think Mahomes is
still...
He's number two, I think, right? I think Lamar took
According to DraftKings... Oh, yeah. According to DraftKings, Lamar's overtaken him at plus 225.
Okay. Dude, I like that Jordan Love at plus 1,300. It's pretty good odds.
If you think about it for him, I mean, Jared Goff...
That's not bad.
I mean, Jared Goff,
Josh Allen is pretty good too.
I'm surprised CJ Stroud is the same odds as Jordan Love after they just went head to head.
I mean, if we're looking at touchdowns thrown this
year, Baker Mayfield,
the Lamar is actually now up to second with only two picks.
Jeez, yeah, that's
Jordan
actually
Love has
crazy.
Eight picks this year.
I mean, if you compare Lamar's 15-2 to Mahomes, six and eight. And then that doesn't even count for rushing as well.
To get to Mahomes on this thing.
And yeah, that's not counting rushing touchdowns. Yeah. Either. He probably's got a good bit.
Yeah, I mean, right now Lamar is the MVP. Team is looking fire. He's playing fire.
Yeah, they're just still undefeated.
I know.
The Chiefs.
I don't know how. But maybe some other games.
Commanders.
Dolphins. Oh, you go.
I was going to say Commanders win 40-7 against the Panthers.
Panthers are terrible.
Yeah.
Dolphins without Tua is the worst football.
That was a hard
I've ever watched.
Wanted to watch that game I actually wasn't even starting Anthony Richardson.
I had a bet on Tyreek, and...
He sold... Well,
yeah. He just sold
but
fantasy.
But Tua is...
He's back this week.
Yeah, so... I mean, he's made another comeback after.
And he's not even wearing a guardian cap, too. He's just
wearing... What even is that? Is that
it's
like...
just supposed to make it even more safe for your head,
bro? He's just I'm sorry, but
he's cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, those are pretty much all the crazy. I guess Giants get blown out.
Yeah,
that's not
nothing,
that surprising.
Nothing
too surprising.
Too crazy.
Yeah. So, I think that's all we got for this. So now we'll go to the next segment. All right, for this next segment, I got a little wavelength for us today.
Oh, I know this.
So what we're going to do is you're going to think of a number. I guess I don't really have to hide these, but you're going to think of a number, and then I'm going to ask you four questions, three different rounds, and we'll see if we can be on the same wavelength. So 1 through 10.
Does that have to do with football?
No, like a number 1 through 10. The questions do.
Oh, okay. How
and then you don't have to say it out loud. You can maybe, I'll close my eyes and you can show the video chat watchers what the number is. So I'll close my eyes.
All right.
All right. So, first up, on a scale of 1 to 10.
So I'm saying the answers.
Yeah.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, give me a team this season.
Oh. Okay, this now see, I have to do the thinking. I have to do a lot of the thinking now. We both have to do a lot of thinking. Okay, I'm just looking at the teams up here. Honestly, I would associate this, but it depends how you look at it. You know what? Okay, I'm going Jaguars.
Okay, Jaguars. All right. Next up, give me a past Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. The one that's coming to mind is...
I have one in mind based on your last answer.
Well, it wouldn't be one with the Jags in it. But I'm thinking of the Patriots versus the Rams.
All right, that's the exact one I was thinking of.
Really?
Yep.
Maybe we're on the same wavelength.
MVP? I guess this one's kind of hard.
Wait, I needed like a list of MVPs.
Based on your answers, I know it's gonna be low. So
well, I just
thinking of a bad MVP.
Oh no, it's not necessarily bad. Okay, let me just look at these recent MVPs here. Honestly, I'm gonna just go Aaron Rodgers.
Which year?
2021.
Okay, I definitely think that wasn't as good as 2020 season, but that was still a pretty good season. All right, next up, defense this season.
Ooh, okay.
1 being the worst, 10 being the best, obviously.
Okay, so we're ranking it like this. Okay, then... maybe... Colts.
Okay. Colts defense. All right. Based on all that, so going through them, team this season, Jags, got to be a 2. I mean, they've won 2 games this year. Past Super Bowl, I would go 2 again for that one. MVP, Rodgers might bring it up to a 3. And then a defense this season, Colts definitely I don't think has been very good. But I think it's not the worst. I'll go with a 3.
That was correct.
Oh, nice.
Did you look? Did you peep?
No, I swear.
I was.
Were you trying to bring me up with the MVP?
No.
I guess you didn't know what I thought it was.
At first, I was like, because when I was first thinking of teams, I was like, okay, top 10. And I was thinking like 1 was like the best. But then I was like, I would make it so 10 is the best.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So then I, like, switched. That's why I said Jaguars.
That's good. That's good.
So we would have been way off. But, yeah. I mean, MVP, you don't really know how you can really say a bad one, but, like...
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Aaron Rodgers now isn't, like, crazy.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. All right, another number. I'll close my eyes.
Okay.
And you guys at home?
Okay.
Try and play along.
Let's do... Okay, I gave the number.
All right. First up, since I know you're exercise science guy, number 1 is an injury based on how much it would hurt, from 1 being the least hurt to 10 being the most hurt.
Okay, well...
Football injury,
football,
I guess.
Okay, well, like, no, I haven't had too many physical injuries.
Based on how much you think it would hurt.
How much I think it would hurt... honestly,
it's kind of a tough one.
I would say broken, Like broken finger.
Okay, broken finger. True. Okay.
I've never broken a finger.
Yeah, it's probably similar to a broken wrist, so I know what that's like.
Oh, effects.
All right, next up, an NFL stadium. You don't have to say the actual stadium name, just the team.
Oh, okay. I don't really know many NFL stadiums.
Just based on like when you watch, like how.
From, I would say, Heinz Field, or Acrisure.
Okay.
I mean, I know it better, but yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Next up, I think this one will help a lot. A QB this season, how they've played. One being the worst, 10 being the best.
This will definitely help.
I think this will help a lot.
Let me just get some QBs up right now.
Because right now, I'm kind of...
Are you lost?
I'm kind of lost right now.
Honestly, I'm thinking Geno Smith.
Okay. All right, that puts
Yeah, I think Geno Smith is...
That puts me about where I thought we'd be. All right, and last up. This one's kind of weird, but a way to lose a game based on how much it would suck. So, like, a walk-off field goal. Like, that would suck.
So suck to be the losing team.
Yeah. So, like, I would say, like, a one would be, like, getting kneeled. Because, like, that's kind of like, all right,
Honestly, I would say overtime, like throwing an interception.
Ooh.
And then like the other team scores.
Okay. Ooh. All right, so. With all that, overtime you made it there, and then you throw an interception, and then they score. So it's kind of like, you know, you did yourself. I think, based on everything, especially Geno Smith.
Well, what's your opinions on Geno Smith?
I think he's, like, pretty good. I think I'm going to go with a 6.
Okay, the correct answer was 5.
Okay.
But quarterback Geno Smith, yeah, he probably was higher.
And a broken finger, like, that makes sense.
Broken finger, I was trying to just go for, like, mid everything.
Yeah.
Like Heinz Fields, like, is nice, but, like, I've definitely seen cooler ones.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. All right. One for two.
One off?
Yeah, one off ain't bad at all. All right, this one. All right, here we go. I guess I'll close my eyes first.
Okay, I'm trying to, like, think of a number. I don't know. How about we go with all right, I have my number.
Okay. Starting us off. We got a fantasy player this season based on how good they've played.
Okay. I mean, this might make it a little easy. But how about you say based on their expectation.
Okay, fine. Based on expectation.
Okay. I will say Pittman.
Pittman. Okay.
Even though he's on my team.
All right. Based on that. Okay. Next up, an NFL fan base based on how much you like them. So 0 being like you hate them, 10 being you really like them.
No, I don't have as many strong opinions on this, but from what I've seen around, I'd probably say Chiefs.
Okay. They've got some obnoxious fans, and Jackson Mahomes is one of them.
Oh, that's all
right.
True.
This one might be hard because I just
hard for me I'm, or you?
For you, because I just know the number might be low. We're going to go with a Madden year.
A Madden year.
This one's kind of tough. But
I got to, like, think what...
Because we played for a solid...
Like, when we played together...
Straight.
Honestly, who was the cover of Madden 22?
I think that was Mahomes.
I think it'll go that year.
Okay, that That's probably what I was thinking of for
this. Really?
Now, this one I think will also help a lot. This is an NFL, like, game time, including holidays. So you could say anywhere from, like, Thursday night football to Thanksgiving or 4 o'clock Sunday games. Like, any time for a football
okay.
game.
Okay. Honestly, I would definitely say... I'd say the Monday 9 p.m.
Monday 9 p.m.
So we had the game. We had okay. We had two last night.
Ooh. Okay, well, I would arguably... I would say Monday night is one of my least favorite football nights. And then the 9 o'clock game makes it even worse.
Understandable.
So I think the number has got to be low. I mean, fantasy player based on projections... right now I'm between, like, I don't think it's a 1, because there could be way worse. I think it's either going to be 4 or 2, but...
Why would it not be 3?
It could be 3, but you already went.
I mean,
3.
I did already say 3, so yeah.
I'm going to go with a 2.
That is correct.
All right, nice.
That's a pretty impressive.
All right, yeah, that's a fun one.
I mean,
level.
That was actually fun. I mean, I had the same logic for the Monday night. Like, I like Monday night regularly, but
it's hit or miss for me because sometimes I'll just be tired.
Yeah, it also depends on your fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think my least favorite is probably 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock games are definitely
because then it's like. Yeah. You're, like, wasting the day. You're like, all right, the day's almost up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday nights are always chill.
All right.
Thursday's probably my favorite.
Ooh, I'm not sure what...
Thursday nights, because then we can...
Thanksgiving games
we can hit the bar.
So. Yeah, it's true. But, all right, and then maybe next week, I got this written down. Stay tuned for maybe 20 questions next week.
20 questions.
Try and guess the player.
So two guess the player series.
Maybe.
I like that idea.
But now I say we hop into some predictions. All right. So for predictions, last week I go 9-6 and Vinny goes 11-4.
So that's another. Have you?
Of course.
And I feel like you got to. I feel like you know more about football than me. I just don't know why you can't.
Which it's actually funny because. I'm in, like, a family pick'em league where, like, you, like, pick someone or where you pick all the games every single week. And I think I have, like, 7 games better on there than I do in this podcast. So whatever games I'm picking, because I usually...
You do what first?
This? I'll do the other ones first.
Interesting. I think you just let your emotions get in the way.
I don't know. But first off, Thursday Night Football, Vikings at Rams. And as much as I don't like the Vikings and I'd love them to lose, I am going to go with them.
Yeah, I will also go Vikings.
But... And then another one I'm going to be letting my bias get in the way of Packers versus Jags. If the Packers lose this game...
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
I swear.
I'm with you. The Jaguars, they did just get that big win in London, but...
Against the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Cardinals at Dolphins. Boy.
I mean, Tua's coming back, but the Cardinals have been mid. I mean,
I'm rocking with the Tua train. I'm going Dolphins.
That's true. I'm going Dolphins as well.
All right. Jets at Patriots. And a must-win game for the Jets. I will go with them.
I will also go with them.
No, you should go with the Patriots.
No. I feel like you need to let me pick the team first.
All right, maybe. All right, go.
Okay. So, Ravens at Browns. I mean, do we really have to say anything about this game?
No, I'm picking Ravens.
Yeah, the Browns, who do they even have now to play quarterback?
Oh, they got Jameis Winston.
Oh, that's right. Which, I mean...
He's not bad.
He's been around the league.
Yeah.
Eagles at Bengals. Ooh. Or not Eagles.
Eagles at Bengals.
Okay, sorry, glitch. This one... I mean, the Eagles just smoked.
Where are you going for?
Eagles just smoked them. I don't know what the spread's like on this game. But I've been liking what I've seen from Burrow. Honestly, call me crazy. I'm going to go... Uh, Eagles.
Oh, okay, good. I was gonna go Bengals.
Yeah, I mean that one definitely either way. Colts at Texans.
This one's not going either way.
Yeah, the Colts. They've just been hard to watch.
I just wrote down Colts on accident.
Oh, you got to go with them then.
Titans at Lions. Got it once again.
Yeah,
Titans are not good. Falcons at Bucks could be.
I mean, close. Did they play it? I think
they did were play that really Thursday good Thursday night game. Yeah.
See, honestly, and then after like seeing that, I'm like, okay, now the Bucks don't have their weapons.
I'm gonna go foul. But it's at the Bucks. Fine. I'm going Falcons.
This one would have to go with my instinct, and it's telling me Bucks.
All right.
So we got another disagreement, but that should shape up to be a good one.
Yeah.
Saints at Chargers.
Ooh.
Honestly, I gotta go Chargers with how the Saints are and then with the injuries.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Chargers as well. Bills at Seahawks. Seahawks did just beat up on the Falcons, but
the Bills just beat up on whoever.
To Titans. So
yeah, the Bills are the better team.
Agreed.
Bears at Commanders.
Now this one's tough. Is Jaden Reed playing? Not Jaden Reed. Jaden Daniels playing.
Who do they have as their backup? I forget.
I don't even know.
I only go with Sam Howell. No, Howell is.
He's out of there. I honestly don't know who it is, but I don't care. I'm going Commanders. I'm a Bears hater.
That's true. I'll go Commanders as well.
All right.
His name got hurt pretty early in that game this week.
Yeah, he did.
And then they ended up still clapping.
And it was just a minor injury. I think he could have played.
Okay. Chiefs at Raiders. Let's go.
The Raiders are terrible.
Can the Chiefs stay undefeated for... They could be like probably. The Steelers 12-0 season.
I know. They probably will be.
Except... Which also, speaking of that, I may be... there's a chance I'm going to the Chiefs and Steelers game on Christmas.
Oh, okay. So all the fans, make sure to turn up and you can see your favorite podcaster.
Yeah, maybe I'll be handing out pictures, taking pictures, all that. Yeah, that'll probably be a blowout.
Next up, Panthers at Broncos. As much as I think the Broncos are fraudulent...
I mean, the Panthers can't get any worse. Yeah. They get blown out every week.
Ooh, and then the Sunday night game, Cowboys at Niners. Battle of frauds.
I'm definitely going to go 49ers here.
That's funny because I was going to go Cowboys.
What if the Cowboys brought to the table? Were they on a bye week just last week?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, they were coming off a bye week. 49ers are coming off injuries, but this is one where I got to go with my gut instinct, and it's all right. 49ers.
And then last up, Monday night,
Giants at Steelers. Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Give me the Steelers.
It's going to be Steelers all day. That's all we got for this week. Hopefully, I beat Vinny in predictions.
I don't think it'll happen.
There's a couple.
Most of these seem pretty fair. Most of these games seem pretty straightforward, I will say.
Agreed. So.
You guys have to stay tuned and see if Aiden can beat the poverty allegations.
I hope so. But, yeah, that's all we got for you guys. Once again, as always, make sure to subscribe, like, follow, tell your friends, rate 5 stars, and whatever else is good. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, but we appreciate it as always, and have a great week. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.